Blog Hello. Talk Radio.
You have reached American Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young on the air. Hello? Someone else is on the air with me. Who is it? Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, Paulette.
Oh,
I'm
okay,
here.
Okay, hi.
This is Dr. Addo. Yeah, hi. How you doing? Good.
Oh, I'm doing
Thank
great.
You.
All right.
Yes.
And Celine, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I hear.
Okay, great. All right. We have Paulette Young. I'm your host. And you also have Dr. Faduma Dole, pediatrician. And you also have Selena Lindsay, who's a chief financial officer for Sowing Seeds for Life, the second largest food bank. And tonight's topic is going to be Zika can cause nerve damage in adults. We've been talking about what goes on in the unborn baby and infants. They're just beginning to deal with what it's doing for other people. And they also connect the Zika virus with Guillain-Barré, which has been around for a long time. I guess my question is, was the Zika virus already here? It was never just brought in?
Yeah.
The way they've been telling us, because for years and years and years they said they didn't know what caused Guillain-Barré, but now we know that they do know there's evidence where there's where you have the Zika virus, there's been an increase in Guillain-Barré too. So is Zika virus the culprit behind causing Guillain-Barré? And if that's the case, then it's been here for a while then. Okay,
yeah.
Which one of you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I would like to talk about it. And now, like earlier we were seeing like unborn babies, the fetus, they having a micro syphilis, like a small brain, right? That means like the Zika virus attacks to the brain. But in the adult, it's different. And then the link of Guillain-Barré is different. Because, and what happens here is like how they say that the scientist is like when you have this disease, like a Zika virus, when you have this virus, what happens is our body like makes antibody against to the virus, to the Zika. But what happened is maybe the surface of the virus, it looked like the myelin sheet of our nervous system. So your body makes antibody against to the virus, but also attacking your nervous system. Like we have three kinds, central nervous system, peripheral nervous system, and autonomic nervous system. The peripheral is when we see the paralysis outside in our muscles. And then the central nervous, like you can lose your vision or your memory, and that's the central nervous system. The worst one and the worst case scenario when it's attacked is the autonomic nervous system, like sympathetic and parasympathetic, which controls and the heart. You can have like sudden heart stop, like your heart can stop, and the way that and Zika virus, like it's not like causing Guillain-Barré. The reason the Guillain-Barré also is autoimmune disease, you've been attacked by infection by bacteria or virus. And then your body is making antibody against your own body, So
yeah, but
they are connecting
Zika virus with Guillain-Barré.
Yeah, but they share.
At least
they
now,
sharing,
that's what they're beginning to say.
Yeah, the Guillain-Barré
attacks the peripheral nervous system.
Yeah, for example, why people die, when they attack the diaphragm where that controls your breathing, and then that's how you die.
Right.
It's not
right.
Really like a Guillain-Barré right now is around for 100 years, but for different reason was coming, but it's autoimmune disease, like a multiple sclerosis is autoimmune disease, chronic disease. But this one is acute, you know, like attacking, like and your and encephalitis, like inflammation of the brain and the spinal cord. So one is the central nervous, and the other one is the peripheral. That's why how they are linked, like a Guillain-Barré, you know, like a, because Guillain-Barré is being caused so many different. But now we know also Zika virus is causing Guillain-Barré. Guillain-Barré is nothing else like autoimmune disease, like acute one. But some cases, you know, like it can progress into a chronic disease by years, and some cases people will recover fully. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's,
yeah. And I said, and that information is coming from the World Health Organization when they had their meeting in Geneva. They had said there was eight countries, and I think it was and territories where they had an increase in Guillain-Barré, where the Zika virus, as far as it when it struck the adults. So the adults do have to be concerned with what it can do to them too, and they have had some fatalities. From that, because everyone that comes down with Guillain-Barré don't die, but they do have some that do, as you had already mentioned, because it when it paralyzed, like the diaphragm or the respiratory muscles, or the in the brain center, your ability to breathe. I know they end up on respirators and stuff like that. I remember working in the hospital where a lady, when she came down with it, it went all the way, and she ended up, it did, you know, when it damaged the nerves, she never came off the respirator, the breathing machine. But there was no association at that time of Zika virus. Because it, as far as we know, it didn't exist.
Yeah, that's why they're saying the cause is unknown. They didn't know how to check Zika virus, you know, like so they didn't have like the antibody to check against. Like you research something when you know that they exist, but they didn't know, and maybe it was 400 years was there. Like maybe that's what was causing mostly Guillain-Barré. Maybe could be.
Yeah, you know the strange thing, because you know a lot of time mosquitoes bite at your feet and stuff like that. And because I know what they, in the beginning, always said that it started at the foot and then it worked its way up. And you can see how the paralysis, then the person couldn't walk, they couldn't move. Sometimes it didn't go all the way up. They still don't know why in some people it goes all the way. It doesn't, not in everyone. Some people it stops in their hip and then, you know, there's no more progression of the damage to the peripheral nervous system, and then where others it goes up further. They don't know why does one stop at the hip and another stop at the brain. What caused it to not keep going?
I think they're still in the early stages of even understanding the virus, because although we have better medical equipment and better scientific equipment to be able to understand new things that are out there, to a marked degree, if we look at polio, you know, they're finally understanding that President Roosevelt didn't have polio.
Really?
because of modern technology. So I'm a believer that, first of all, if a mosquito bites people and they do know that they take blood. So there's a possibility of a lot of possibilities of what they carry from person to person. And as we well know, each individual is an individual. So certain things go differently prospectively than, I know a lot of people that can take an aspirin, but if I take one, you're taking me to the emergency room.
She's gonna cross the
doctor.
because it's just that much of a difference.
It's just that much of a difference in the way my system reacts. And so I'm saying there's the same thing with a mosquito bite. First of all, I do a lot of travel on the East Coast, or preferably down in Texas. And you can't convince a person in Texas that the mosquito bites below their feet, because there are too many people walking around with knots outside their head, their arms, their any part of their skin that is exposed to the air. And the main reason that CDC tells you to stay away from standing water. So anytime it rains or anything around there, you know, there are people walking around, and some of them actually have a reaction to the mosquito bite, because, you know, you see a person with one eye shut, you know, and bruises and things on them, and some of them do come down with various different things that they have to go to an emergency room for. And to me, the real understanding of what a mosquito is actually transferring, even typhoid disease, from countries such as Africa and the Dominican Republic and things like this, is very, very common.
Center Disease Control now is saying that the Zika virus has spread to 24 countries, according to the World Health Organization. That's the latest report. That's a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of places, and also too, if you look at the mosquito, there are probably, you know, 15, 20 different species. So again, it points back to the fact that, right, what I'm saying is they don't really have a definitive answer right now. They can't say, okay, it's mosquito B with the yellow stripe.
No, see, I didn't know that. Because my assumption is that they've identified the mosquito itself, because the way they have, like in Florida, they knew that.
Haven't identified the mosquito itself. They've identified that it's bloodborne.
In Florida, they were able to capture the actual mosquitoes and know that, you know, that it had, you know, it was carrying those mosquitoes that they captured, carried the Zika virus.
Mm-hmm.
They have gotten that far. And I know there still is, it's a lot we don't know.
Well, I would say there are a bunch of other things that bite human beings that probably carry it, such as a tick.
Yeah.
Because
they don't
blood
have stuff. So far, it's blood, but so far the documentations that they have is that it is a mosquito, and they've tested the mosquito itself. It does have the virus.
There are other things that come to my mind.
They're still not telling us that the mosquito's all over the place.
No problem. And I'm also, my mind alludes to, if it's bloodborne and something, and let's go with this, mosquito bites what? What does it bite in the woods?
Mm-hmm.
Deer, bear, everything, and certain kinds of things, which are like rabbits and other kinds of things. I'm prone to believe that in some cases there can be a transference to human beings, because if you're out there hunting a rabbit, then you just got some too.
Then it's the virus in your food. I mean, if we went that far.
Why not? Because it's bloodborne.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe anything CDC says. They have.
I have to believe them. I can't say
they
that.
Have
that
to
me. I can never say that.
Some
things are pandemonium.
Know what they're doing. They may not be telling us everything. But
That's what I'm saying.
They know what they're doing.
I'm saying it's pandemonium. I mean, it's pandoric, and you know, they eliminate certain kinds of things, but my mind alludes to all kinds of just strict facts. You know, if the mosquito it bites whatever because it's bloodborne. So it bites a rabbit, you know, it bites a mouse, it bites whatever. And if any of those things are things that humans come in contact with, especially if it's edible, then to me it alludes to possibilities.
Well, then it goes back to do bunnies have mosquitoes in their fur and stuff and all that, you know?
Well, some of the first things that come to me is I'm sure the doctor which we have online, when you go to your chemistry classes and you go to school to learn what you learn, the types of animals that you work on are rabbits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And why is that? It's because there's certain characteristics of rabbits that are humanistic.
They also work on pigs.
Yeah.
They also work on frogs.
Yeah.
We worked on pigs, and irregardless, all of that
you mentioned is human food.
Mhm.
I mean, I've been to fine restaurants and they had frog legs.
Right.
So, like I said, there's not a lot human. I'm more pro to believe there's a lot the CDC just does not tell us. But there are certain things concerning this particular epidemic that, you know, it's just not kosher.
Mhm.
And there's too much when you
but
start
it's,
talking
it's
about
something
it.
How we in the beginning when they first started talking about the Zika virus, they focus on pregnant women and the unborn child. They did not focus on, you know, what it's doing
the
to
adult,
the rest of the population.
People, yeah. Yeah.
They're just
but the rest
now
of the population,
say,
yeah.
They're just now
because
beginning
now
to say something
people who
about
come,
what it's doing
come
to
the hospital.
Babies. Yeah. Go ahead.
The adult people, when they come to the hospital and they are showing like a fever and signs of flu and then at the same time complaining like paralysis or a peripheral nervous system and they putting on them on a brain scan.
Well,
I'm going to be
interested whenever they go to Florida and catch some of these Zika virus mosquitoes. And put them in the barn with the pig and the rabbit, and then we'll know what happens.
Yeah, they're doing. They do,
wait,
they testing,
that's
yeah.
if they come up
yeah.
with reports. Now,
and then
I don't know about mosquitoes biting the other animals. I don't know enough about. I haven't heard reports on the human animal. I don't know about them biting the dog. And the horses and stuff like that.
Well, sure. If you've ever seen a dog or a horse in an open area where there's a lot of flies, believe me, their ears and things are tore up from these flying things that bite their ears and their nose and anything.
But you never
hear
about it being tore up from a mosquito bite.
Well,
I'm just saying,
on the page of possibility,
but not mosquitoes. You know, the mosquito may not want their blood. It wants ours. Ours is very accessible.
Well,
I don't
it's a lot
know
of
about
people that don't want their blood either. If you eat garlic, he won't want
the
yours.
The skin of those animals is not the same as our skin. Our skin is easy. It's very accessible.
Well, true. Some mosquitoes are just like vampires. If you eat enough garlic, it won't bite you either.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, they don't like it.
All right,
no,
everybody,
eat
the garlic. I'm going to have garlic in everything.
Or like a vitamin B complex. You take a vitamin B complex, they don't like the smell of your swelling, and they don't bite.
Every trip that I went on always took the B complex, and I was one of the people that never, ever, ever got the bites like some of the other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's without spraying the poison on your body.
So far, what they do is this. When they see now everybody alert about the virus, and when people come with certain symptoms of and nervous system, and they put like a brain scan, and they see the nerve is damaged, and then what they come out the study is this, you know, like the brain damage is not the virus itself attacking the brain, but autoimmune. Our body is making an antibody against our own nervous system. That's where it's coming, you know, like that damage. That's what so far the study showing, but it might change. But so far it seemed like a logical, you know, like it's a reasonable, you know, like it's just like was like Guillain-Barré for so long time and a chronic disease like multiple sclerosis. But multiple sclerosis is a chronic disease, but this is acute disease that attacks so quickly, like our nervous system, whether it's peripheral or central or autonomic. So far, what they see in the study is showing like the auto is causing Zika virus because it's damaging nervous system because our own antibody going attacking our own immune system. Yeah. So far, that's what they're saying, but I don't know what's going to be later. Yeah.
They're also saying that there's a connection to Zika virus and 100 nerve diseases.
Could be.
Well,
like
has this Zika thing been here already? That wasn't brought in by nobody.
Yeah. Well, I'm like you.
Because how can you all of a sudden say that they're associated with over 100 nerve diseases? The one they really just talk about is the Guillain-Barré, because they know for a fact that those that have come down with Guillain-Barré, that there is association with a Zika virus. Now they're saying that, and like Dr. Adol, you said that they have to, there's more studies that need to be done. But at least
I'm with Dr. Adol, and like I said, I don't trust the CDC. There's just common questions for me. If the stupid mosquito takes a drink of water, then I'm concerned what his lips are doing in the water and what he's leaving there. There's just too much that's unanswered.
Not only CDC studies, you know, like there are so many scientists in the world like studying these things and doing a massive research, you know, like to come with something. For example, the name Guillain-Barré, where it comes is a French guy, a French doctor discovered this in Paris, you know. So many people that like they are interested in studies, you know, like not only like a CDC, like a central disease control studying these things, you know, like a they get information gathered to the WHO and everywhere in the world, whatever newcomers, and so they mostly get the information from other people. I don't think that they do even much, as you said, like much work like other people do, like who are very, very intelligent and who like to discover something, and they are after this, you know, like they are in the lab day and night, you know, like working so hard, you know, like trying in every possible way, you know, like to see like and the animals or whatever, you know. So, but at the end, maybe there is something like a limited, you know, like a human being's ability is limited, you know, like I believe God controls everything, but we have to work hard and find a way, you know, like and seek a knowledge and come with something, you know, like it's a challenging all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, it's just there's so much. You've been on. Anyone listening in? This is still American Health Crisis. If you want to talk, you can. If anybody else want to call in, it's 858-769-4936. And if you want to talk or ask a question, just press 1. We've had Dr. Fadumo Adol, a pediatrician, on the air, along with Selena Lindsay, who's the chief financial officer with Sowing Seeds for Life, which is the second largest food bank in L.A. County. And this is your host, Paulette Young. I'm the CEO with Healthcare Consultants. We do a lot of educational things. I'm also a Life Advantage distributor of the product called Protantum, which is a natural herb, powerful antioxidant that helps with inflammation, memory loss, diabetes and other conditions. The other thing is, and if you want to call me for that particular product, the number is 909-670-6999. And we've been talking about the Zika virus and hope it doesn't end up like HIV, out of control. This one seems like it'll be worse because it'll spread a lot quicker. It's already affected our unborn babies. Now we're finding that there's a connection with the nerve diseases. Even though they said we haven't, well, they have to find a person that's come down with Guillain-Barré and see if that's related, that it was caused by the Zika virus. The United States, they say no, but there's other countries that say yes. So they need further studies. Like Selena has said, you know, can this mosquito bite some of the other animals? I think we won't be able to eat. Because mosquitoes are everywhere. They are telling you to, you know, not have standing water, and especially outside, inside, you need to use some pesticides to get rid of those things so that they're not there. And then Texas is having a problem. They're already started aerial spraying there, I guess, because their governor is, I understand that, started. And our government here wanted to pour a lot of money, like billions of dollars, to stop this mosquito, but the legislation didn't pass as far as putting money in that area because there were some other things attached to the
I believe they can eliminate if they put money, because remember in United States we don't have malaria because they eradicate those Anopheles carrying the malaria disease, so. Mm-hmm. They can eradicate, you know, like the Zika virus.
Okay,
like
we have about 30 seconds left.
Okay,
and then it's
going
to go off the air. Selena, you want to close?
As I said before, I believe we do have something that we need carefully watch, and we also need to see how those that are in charge and Big Pharma begins to deal with this problem before it becomes a problem that really begins to infiltrate itself into our water.
About 9 seconds left.
Into everything that we have. All those that are listening, please tune in again next Monday night to our radio show, and we'll have another great topic for you. Good night.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.